This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Good morning. A group based in Brattleboro is hoping that you'll ditch your car and start taking your bike more often instead. V-Bike provides consultation services to help you find the perfect bicycle to carry your kids, perhaps your groceries as well, and still make it up that big hill. Dave Cohen is the founder and director of V-Bike, and he joins us now from our studios at the Marlboro College Graduate Center in Brattleboro. And Dave, thanks for being with us.
It's great to be here with you, Mitch.
Now, you describe yourself as a car reduction therapist. I like that term. What does that therapy entail, if you will? What do you do?
I am a therapist by trade. I'm a psychotherapist and also a self-described eco-psychologist, which means we have a relationship to the world and we explore that in eco-psychology. I got a contract with Go Vermont, our state alternative transportation agency, to really redefine the bicycle in Vermont because a bike has been so in some ways shrunken in its capacity to be able to carry us and really for Vermonters to use it as a viable means of transportation. So Go Vermont had this great idea that I provide consultations for families and households, businesses. The consultations are free. This is really the first project of its kind in the U.S. So this is one of these Vermont firsts. And then we have low-interest loans. And those two things together are just, I think, a really innovative thing. To discover this whole new generation of bikes that have electric assist technology that helps us get over the hills, makes it way more comfortable, carrying capacity all of a sudden expanded if you're talking about cargo bikes. And that's one of the things we really promote, cargo bikes for families so you can carry your kids.
Well, let's talk about cargo bikes for a minute. Sort of describe what they are and why they're able to carry so much.
Cargo bikes go way back to the 1880s, 1890s. In Europe, cargo bikes plied the city streets, delivering milk, luggage, you name it. But now there's a great revival, and there's all kinds of designs. And some of the greatest designs, some of the best designs are actually coming out of the United States. Yuba Bikes, Extra Cycle, there's another company called Madsen. And most of those bikes are what we call long-tail bikes. So they kind of look like some people say a mountain bike on steroids or something like that. But really what they are, they have an extended out back. So it looks like a mountain bike first half. Last half is like this extended frame that allows you to be able to carry the kids, lots of cargo. We have one where we even carry a trailer. We can tow another bike. And they often also have a really large front basket so you can carry all the groceries and your kids' stuff as well.
Well, it does sound like there's a lot of weight that they're able to carry, but that would make the bike very heavy. And I guess this is where the electronic assistance that you mentioned before comes in. How does that work?
Well, that's something that we really need here in Vermont. Essentially, it's a battery, a controller, which is kind of the brains of the bike, and a motor that's either on the front hub of your bike, the front wheel or the rear wheel, or now they're placing it on your chain drive. It's called mid drive. And so what that provides is a supplementary boost that particularly here, certainly here in Brattleboro and elsewhere in Vermont, we really need in order for bikes to become a viable option for as many Vermonters as possible.
These bikes sound kind of expensive because of some of those extra doodads, if you will. How much are they?
It ranges. You can buy an electric assist kit and snap it onto your bike, and we have a local shop here that's carrying that. Runs you about $500, $600, but it totally revolutionizes your bike into something that you'll be using almost every day for transportation. You'll be able to get up over the hills without sweating bullets. It also provides a measure of safety, and I would have to say that it mitigates for a lack of bike infrastructure. So if you're going to get a big cargo bike, you're talking about starting around with electric assist technology, starting around $2,500.
Yeah, that's pretty expensive. I understand, though, that there are some loan programs to help out.
Yeah, there are loan programs. I just might point out people in Vermont, where we have a very big recreational bike culture, people buy bikes for $3,000, $4,000.
The higher-end really, bike, sure.
Yeah. They can't even carry a loaf of bread. We're talking about bikes that can carry 400 or 500 pounds. So, yeah, the Vermont State Employees Credit Union is offering these great loans. It's part of their V-Green loan program. They've just extended it to bikes. That's something that V-Bike was working on with them because we felt that was a really important piece for Vermont to adopt. It's really just so Vermont.
Now, for folks who ride regular bicycles and may never have been on like a cargo bike or one with electric assist, they do sound a little different to me. Are they radically different? Do you need any special training to get used to them?
And the only thing I would say is they're radically fun. Because when you look at them, some people go, oh, that kind of looks awkward. You know, it's a long wheelbase. But with a longer wheelbase, you actually have more stability. And the bike's ride, the ride is absolutely elegant. And with the electric assist, you can carry passengers and really feel confident on the road, especially in heavily trafficked areas where you need to maybe take a little bit more ownership of the road. You can go almost as fast as a car is in like a 25-mile-an-hour speed zone. But if you need to take over a lane, it's much easier. And so that's where it really begins to mitigate, you know, for a lack of really good bike infrastructure, which we absolutely need.
Dave, I imagine that you're a real bike enthusiast, and you sound really passionate about bicycles. What is your pitch to get more people out on the roads on two wheels instead of four?
Really, this is just so Vermont. This is exactly what we're supposed to be doing. Where we go out skiing, we go out snowshoeing, we go snowmobiling. We're an outdoor kind of state. The car is, in some ways, collapsing us into almost like a separate reality. The automobile has different levels of dissociation or disconnection from the world. So we're disconnected from the very impact that we have on the world. The very architecture of the automobile is designed for comfort. So it edits out the ecological and social sensory nourishment that we absolutely need to bond and connect with the places that we inhabit. And this is great for our kids. We're really trying to model what the future is going to look like. And I think a huge part of it is going to be the bicycle coming back to Vermont in a way that is going to be exciting.
Dave Cohen is the founder and director of V-Bike. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Mitch.